The second site is very similar, but it's focused mostly on ecology and the environment, etc. I also have another site that I didn't put in this, which I probably should have, that in the program I'm working in right now, we are working with an elder in residence. We've been doing this for about 3 years to make our curriculum more meaningful to Aboriginal students as well as more appealing to Aboriginal students. And the other side of that is to make the program help the students themselves know how to provide care for various Aboriginal people and to make it the care more meaningful and to promote self-governance, etc. So all of these issues kind of feed into this particular one as well. Because as you know, the relationship with the land is extremely important to First Nations people. And this particular site is a way that students can become involved in different aspects of environmental health. So some students have looked at, say, waste management within hospitals. I don't know if you've ever studied that phenomenon, but it's quite atrocious at the things that we're putting into our system, etc., the way that we dispose of waste and the waste that is imposed upon us. Like, I can remember back in the 80s having nice cotton wrapped instruments, etc. Things weren't so plastic and paper, just everything you had to throw out, etc. And you know, the plastics themselves aren't healthy. They're not good for our clients, etc. So there's all different ways that we as nurses can contribute, all the way from species extinction to pollution control, etc. And again, if you really look at the system or at the world as it is, it's basically the actions of what I would deduce as multinational corporations that are impinging upon the health of this planet. And if you look at the different ways that that's done and why it's done, and it's basically just for money, there's things that we need to do. There's ways that we can step in, et cetera, to make them wake up or pay up, et cetera. So this, again, here's just a little description of this particular one. This one has had more student input. I've had a few students come up with surveys that nurses, it's meant for nurses, basically to encourage nurses to become involved in ecological activism, etc. So they've come up with surveys, papers, web design, they've come up with some web video production, etc. One student looked at recycling within Lionsgate Hospital and made a little video on it, etc. So it's a way for them to hopefully contribute. They feel like they're contributing to nursing knowledge and nursing support, as well as getting their grades and working on something that they're interested in, etc. But the outcome of this are two sites. So we've got the Echo Nurse and the nurse activism site that will hopefully be useful tools to nurses in general. Okay, now within the nurse activist site, this is a model that I use that just to help guide you through the process of activism. It's very much like a change model. And within the Nursing Influencing Change course, the students learn about a dozen different change models, and then they can use one of them throughout their work, or they can, if they find another one, they can use that. So this particular model is similar to some change models with just a little bit more emphasis on activism. And just looking at how it's really so important to go through the different steps so that if you're going to get involved at a grassroots level, you need to have a lot of dialogue. You need to find people that are interested in the same sort of issues, etc., and that want to add their energy to your energy. And again, informatics can support all of these five steps. I don't know if any of you have been involved in community of practices or even right down to mailing lists, etc., where people talk about concerns maybe of a particular population of client or about particular issues, etc. But dialogue is so important, and it's the first step to moving towards activating a change, etc. Then moving into brainstorming, and again, brainstorming together or individually, and then bringing that individual brainstorming to the front and grouping together, then moving to reflection on what's been decided and what should be done, etc. Reflection is such an important part of any endeavor in nursing, which then can lead to praxis, which again, if you remember, I defined as reflection in action, reflection on action, and reflection for action. And praxis is based what's called critical pedagogy, or critical social theory, on how it's so important to reflect on what's been done, what could be done, etc. And then that leads to the actual action planning. Now, as you can imagine, and that's just getting to the planning stage, the actual action plan and going through the whole process, whether you're launching a campaign or lobbying the government or supporting a neighborhood garden, community garden, whatever it is that you are working for, that it's planned out accordingly. I better keep my eye on the time here. Okay, which then leads me to, again, you're kind of wondering why I might seem a little off track from informatics, but to me, this is the whole purpose of informatics in my own life, is to reach out to the public and to hopefully motivate them to become involved, to motivate nurses to become involved, etc., to then support them. So there's so many different ways that we can use the media. And I'm sure you've seen many of them yourselves. There's just causes coming left and right and center probably at you within your email box, or if you are on something like Facebook, there's all these causes you can support, etc. But then there's also some really good, wonderfully launched web campaigns. And again, the BCNU is probably forefront in that. Amnesty International as well, they have some really well done campaigns. So these little diagrams that I made are just supposed to illustrate what we call Web 2.0, where we can now use, at one time when I first started to work with the web, and I still do it, I had to code everything in HTML and cascading style sheets, etc., and code it all, and I teach my students that. And I have to tell you, I just had a class in nursing inquiry, and there, I don't know, about half a dozen of them just hated it. And they just said, why do we have to learn how to make a website? You know, when am I ever going to use that in nursing? Nurses don't do websites. Like, they were quite adamant that this was not proper and was not going to serve them. Though a few of them, after a while, after they made the website and featured the issue that they were really passionate about, said, yeah, I can do something that looks professional. I think that was really what worried them, that it wasn't going to look professional. It was going to look kind of homemade, etc. Or wasn't going to be good enough to be out there on the web. And they really felt good about, because some of the issues they tackled were things like human trafficking, really harsh, heart-wrenching issues, and really looking into that, and what kind of message do you want to put out to the world to wake them up, to say, hey, this is happening right here in your neighborhood, this is happening right here in Vancouver, etc. We need to do something about this. That really brought them through a whole process. So things like that, learning how to do things creatively, and again, it's just phenomenal to me how software is changing, how it's improving. It is so much easier now than it was 10 years ago to make some kind of web portal or web community or something like that, where nurses can get together and join without having to know all this coding, etc. You don't have to be an IT expert to use informatics now to serve you and to serve what you are passionate about. Here are just some examples of how media can be used. These are just very common ones. You'll see all kinds of them. There's, I was hoping to show you one, but like a viral flash are these little, Amnesty International has quite a few of them. They're quite graphic. Some of them are like cartoons, or some of them are just nice images with music and words, etc. But you use what's called flash software to put these together, and it really makes an impact. They're usually about 1 or 2 minutes long, but the message is really clear, graphic, and quick. It's sort of like a TV commercial, but a little bit longer, and you'll see them on the web, and they can be very effective to get people's attention, to pay attention to a particular issue. You can use email action alerts, and you probably have had those happen where you get an email telling you about a particular issue, please get involved, go to this site, sign our petition, join our campaign, etc. Social media is, again, like Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Ning, there's so many of them that I can't keep track of them all. There's hundreds of them right now that you could join and use to your advantage to get together with people. Blogs, wikis, web action kits, these are all examples of ways that people can use informatics to lobby, form coalitions, create petitions to sign, etc. And again, here's just a more expanded view of media that can be used in order to show action. And this list is growing and growing. It's just, again, I don't know what's happened to the human race, actually, that's made this so inventive. All of a sudden, this technology is just taking off, and it's quite exciting to me that we can use this to reach out, get together, collaborate, etc. So it's important, I think, for nurses. We are so intelligent and so caring, and just most of us really want to do something for the planet, make it work better, etc. To be able to have abilities and have, I think number one probably is not only the abilities, but to have the time to be able to be proactive, to be involved in maybe a community of practice that's really making a difference wherever, in a community or a province, whatever it is that you wanted to focus on, can be so rewarding and so enriching for the public itself that it's really important for nurses to have the support, etc., to be proactive. And then the last piece I wanted to look at, which kind of leads from that, being action and having collaboration, is to look at networking. And again, this is an outcome that's been within, say, the advent of the internet ever since the beginning with email, et cetera. And I don't know if you were ever on these old bulletin boards or forums, et cetera, back in the day, but that was all the beginning of networking. But now what's available to us is so much more sophisticated, etc., that there's different ways that nurses can be involved in networks. And I've just tried to divide them into three sorts of sectors. One is client-focused networks. Now that can be grassroots client-run networks, or it can be a client network that is also includes some kind of care caregiver, such as a nurse or a physician or whoever, that's part of it and is probably considered to be a sort of expert on it. Some examples too is telenursing is a form of networking, so is e-health, and as I said, the client support networks. And you'll see all kinds of support networks. Some are saved by particular agencies like the Cancer Society, others might be grassroots where people that have cancer get together and they support one another, etc. Then there's work-related networks, and I find as oftentimes in work-related networks, the communication might be kind of guarded, that you might not feel that free to say what you really want to say, like you're really careful about what you write because you never know who might read that, right? And sometimes they basically serve the purpose of communicating things that people need to know, etc., but they're not really collaboration. And then there are what's called virtual social networks, where sometimes people can join a network that where people really are a support to you, not only emotionally or psychologically, but career-wise, etc. And I'll look at that in a second. And then the last one is learning and research networks, etc. And the classic is called a community of practice. Now, here is a prediction, and you can see this was predicted 10 years ago, that does kind of touch on what he calls the next generation. And you know, personally, if you look at these generational cohort types of writings, oftentimes the so-called net generation or the millennial generation, etc., is supposed to be real whizzes with technology, right? But as you know, I'm sure, is everybody's an individual. And there are baby boomers that really know technology, and there are so-called millennials or net generation people who really can't stand computers and don't ever want to touch one. So this prediction itself is more based, I think, on the way technology itself is evolving, that there is the ability for people to want to network and not to have hierarchies, etc. And I think most of us would agree that we would prefer to have as little hierarchy as possible within work, especially when it comes to decision making, etc. I'm sure most of you would also prefer open collaboration rather than having authority figures over you, etc. So I think all of these, what Richards is attributing to the net generation is really more people being cognizant of what their rights are and what makes you happy at work, etc. That there should be a balance between your work and your personal life, etc. So this is just supposed to just show that we can actually make global sorts of connections. It doesn't have to be just local. I don't know if any of you belong to a virtual social network, but to say there are groups, I belong to one that's a global midwife group that is, there's midwives from all different countries that belong to it, and it's really amazing to hear their stories of how they nurse within Somalia, say, et cetera. So there's different ways that you can belong to different groups. And am I getting low on time here? Okay. So I'll just wrap up that this particular diagram just looks at some of the different pieces, the concepts that would go along with virtual social networks. And this particular quote by Bandura just talks more about what kind of things we can benefit from networking, etc. And then just a little link here if you wanted to have some more information. Nursinginformatics.com is my own personal site that has quite a few writings, etc., and links to the activist site and the echo nurse site, etc. So I'm just going to wrap up there real quick because I'm getting really close to noon and I know you're all probably hungry, etc. So thank you.